Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? These words in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, I think, are powerful ones for us to reflect and meditate on, because they teach us a thing that we oftentimes, I think, can forget. At least I know I can forget in my lives. Jesus doesn't say to Saul, why have you been persecuting my disciples? Why have you been persecuting my followers? He says, why have you been persecuting me? And he's saying that because all of his disciples, all those that Saul had been persecuting, of course, were seeking to follow Jesus in their lives. Once again, in our society, as we all know, we don't exactly live in a world that always aspires or has perhaps the best way of thinking always of Christianity. And so there can be various types of persecutions, etc., that can happen to us as well. And something that can happen when someone persecutes us is we can start to feel, oh, why are they rejecting me? I'm seeking to follow you, Lord. I'm seeking to be your follower, your disciple. Why are they rejecting me? And we make it personal. We make it about ourselves. What today's first reading reminds us of is that if someone ever rejects because of how we are seeking to follow Christ in our lives, they're really not rejecting us. They're really rejecting Jesus. And making that distinction, making that switch in how we receive that makes all the difference. Because if we're able to see that it's not so much they're rejecting us, but they're rejecting Jesus, it allows us to have a deeper connection with Jesus and Jesus' acceptance of us, and allows us to pray for that person in a deeper way, to say, Lord, may they have a conversion where they accept you. This is something we don't hear exactly in Scripture, but I personally believe that the early Christian community that was being persecuted and had these encounters with Saul prayed to Jesus. I believe that they didn't take it personally in the ways that they were experiencing these difficulties, these persecutions with Saul. But they acknowledge and realize that it was really that Saul was persecuting Jesus, and they prayed in that way. And then the experience that Saul had with Jesus came about as a result of these prayers. So it's good for us also that when someone seems to persecute because of our Christian beliefs, that we pray, Lord, help me to realize that they are not really persecuting me, they're persecuting you. And so, Lord, I pray that they will accept you as the Savior and Lord of their lives.